refer back to it. Maybe this week, take it out, use it for personal study. Maybe share it with a friend. Go back over it, look at the scriptures that we're going to be looking at tonight and double check them, look at them in your translation. As I said before, we're in a series where we've been working through some very, very large questions that all people ask about life. Questions like, is there a God? And what is God like? And where do I fit into all of this? And we have seen that how you answer these questions will directly shape and will guide the health and functionality of our lives. Now, one of the reasons that I'm so determined to teach this particular series is because I've met so many people, including myself, who have come up with answers to these questions that are based on faulty information that we've been given from totally inadequate sources. And gang, when we answer these questions improperly, we'll wind up living a life that does not function properly, a life that leaves us at wit's end most of the time. So let's recap just a bit. We already determined in question one was, is there a God? And we, after doing our study, we said that the preponderance of evidence says yes, there is a God who made all of this and made us. We then went on to answer the question, well, if there is a God, then what is that God like? And we found out that he is eternal, that he is all-knowing, that he's all-powerful, that he's ever-present everywhere, and very, very importantly, that he is our Father. This God desires a father relationship with us. He desires to be our mentor, our leader, our protector, and our guide. Now, for tonight, we want to keep those answers in mind because it will come into play as we answer tonight's big question, how do I determine right and wrong? Now, we may not always realize it, but this question pops up in our life all the time. While dating, should I try before you buy? Got that straight from the firehouse. How do I determine right or wrong on that? When I am perturbed or angry at someone, should I let it out and get everything off my chest? How do you determine right or wrong on that one? Is there ever a time when we are to distance ourselves from someone? Well, how do you determine right and wrong on that? Is it right or wrong to allow circumstances and concerns in our life to lead us to worry? Is it right to end a certain relationship? How long should I stay angry? Or am I even allowed to get angry? Is that right or wrong? If I am angry, what's the right way to act on it? How do I determine right and wrong on this? I think you get the picture of the question here. These questions and millions more have to be answered. And we do answer them in our lives. And the answers you come up with and you implement will directly lead to either healthy, functional life or unhealthy, dysfunctional life. Everybody with me so far? Get where we're going on this question? Okay, now tonight, we're going to go one step deeper than just answering the hypothetical questions just posed, those ones we asked, the ones at the firehouse. Well, tonight, we want to look at how. How do we go about answering these questions? What source do I use to determine what is right and what is wrong? You see, gang, every decision we make in life will emanate from some type of a source. Every action you decide to live will stem from some type of determiner or a judge. And surprisingly, gang, there really aren't that many sources in determining right and wrong. There's just not that many. So we're going to look at them. Let's start at the top. Let's identify our first source and see if this is a good one for determining right and wrong. It is this: authorities. Okay? Now, when I say authorities, let that word include this. Let the word authorities include this. All elected officials, all governing bodies, educational institutions, religious institutions, our supervisors, our superiors, and managers. These are folks who are put in charge over us. Okay, those are our authorities. Now, this is a very easy and convenient place to look for determining right and wrong. Why, even the Bible tells us this in Romans 13:1. It says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. That sounds great, right? It would seem, gang, that this is all you ever need. This verse. If we are to be subject to all authorities over us, which we are told God put those in place over us, then whatever they tell us must be right, and whatever they tell us must never be either wrong, but always right. And that goes for all educational institutions, all religious institutions, every one of our superiors, supervisors, and managers. Well, gang, you and I live under all forms of leadership in our lives. And these forms of leadership are very happy to tell us what is right and what is wrong. Parents, bosses, mentors, legislators, all authorities placed over us. But here it is. The highest level authority we are under is God's leadership. There is a higher level of authority than the earthly leaders that we see God has put over us. And gang, when it comes to determining right and wrong, we must always defer to the highest level of leadership, not the lowest. You do not go with the low man on a totem pole, you go with the top guy on a totem pole, and that's God. Look at the apostles in Acts 5. It helps us understand that verse in Romans a lot better. This is where after they have been out teaching about Jesus Christ, after they had been told by the authorities not to, don't do that, the authorities said. They told them that was wrong. Here's what Peter says. Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet you filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood, meaning Jesus. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than man. Very interesting, what we were just talking about. The apostles deferring to the highest level of authority. Now, gang, how do we make this work? We know we have God as the highest level of authority, but he's also placed authorities over us. Gang, when it comes to those authorities that God has placed over us, all those things that we mentioned, we must be dutifully obedient. We have to be obedient. We are to be submissive in our attitudes, and we are to be respectful in our hearts. But we must also remember that men do not legislate or determine morality. They do not legislate or determine decency. They do not legislate or determine ethics or our integrity. Only God manages those and tells us right from wrong. I had a manager one time who I went to, and I told him that I needed to get a day off from work. And I knew this was not going to be an easy day off to get because everybody and his brother wanted this day off. But I really needed it. Because I wanted to go someplace really good. It was a very nice thing I wanted to go to, very proper, very wholesome, very great thing I wanted to do, and I couldn't get off. My supervisor came back to me. He says, man, the book is full. You can't get off. So, let me tell you what you should do. You should lie, and you should call off sick and go where you want to go, because that's the right thing to do. Now, you and I know that isn't the right thing to do. I had another friend, just recently, who told me that an authority had told them that the right thing to do is to make sure you check sexual compatibility before you marry someone. And this was an authority talking to them. Well, gang, let me tell you, lying to your employer and being physical before marriage are some of the issues that I'm dealing with in counseling with people. Good people make bad choices that lead to dysfunctional lives because they allow earthly authority to determine what's right and wrong. So, you wrote that down on your handout, right? Put a big X through it because it doesn't belong there. You cannot let earthly authority determine right and wrong in your life. Now, next source in determining right and wrong starts with an S, our society. Now, by society, what do we mean? When I say your society, I mean this. Those people that you hear, those people that you see, and those people that you interact with, our friends, coworkers, writers that we read, singers that we listen to, artists, commentators, actors, anyone who can show us or influence us as our peers, our society. Now, the Bible often calls our society the world, meaning the world around us. And I think that makes sense. I like the way they use that there. A lot of folks use this source to help them determine what is right and what is wrong. And I've heard some doozies. Hey, that's okay. All boys do that. Or put on your radio, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. And you've heard them. All these things come at us. Crude, unwholesome language that was once relegated to late night shows are now very commonplace in our world. The world we live in will certainly offer itself up as a source to help us determine right from wrong. But what does the Bible say on this? Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, let's study this verse. We'll keep that up there. Let's study this verse because it's very interesting. Notice the do not be conformed to this world, right? What does Paul mean by that? What does he mean when he tells us not to be conformed to this world? Let me ask you a question. Is he telling us not to dress like our society? Options? Anyone want to answer? Well, because Jesus dressed like his society, didn't he? Maybe Paul is saying this. Does he mean that we should have nothing to do with our society? That we should not partake in anything offered in our world? That we should have nothing to do with things like art or entertainment or any social gathering or celebration? Yeah, that's going to be a tough one too. I don't think he means that either because Jesus, he went to parties. Jesus went to celebrated festivals. Why, even Paul points out statues in Greece. And he compares Christianity to the Olympic Games, their Olympic Games at the time. So that can't be what Paul is talking about when he tells us do not be conformed to this world. What it does mean, gang, the answer lies in that statement right here. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What Paul is saying here, Paul is saying, don't let the world shape your thoughts. Don't let the world around you serve as the source of determining right and wrong. Instead, I don't want to give away the answer here. Okay, well, hold on. Well, let's just say this. If the Bible tells us not to be like the world, then we cannot look to them as the source of determining right and wrong for us. This source, by the way, gang, has this ever-expanding, ever-changing envelope for what's right and wrong. Perhaps that's because this source originates from a multitude of imperfect voices with differing qualifications and many, many different agendas. It's pretty easy to see. You're going to have to put another X on your paper. Cross off the world, the society, as a healthy choice in determining right and wrong. But that's okay. We got a third one to look at, right? The third source for determining right and wrong, when all else fails, rely on old number one, yourself. There you go. Now you're cooking with gas because now you're dealing with yourself, right? I like that. I like that stuff. Allow your gut to serve as a source for determining right and wrong. After all, you can trust your feelings. Yeah. Let's see what the Bible says about this. It's going to help me right out. King James Version, Proverbs 14:12. There's a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Let me put that in New Century Version for you. Some people think they're doing right, but in the end, it leads to death. I have a feeling most of us knew that using one's self as a source of determining right and wrong wasn't going to work, was it, guys? I remember meeting a young lady who is a follower of God. And she told me that she was in love with a young man who was not a follower of God. And she told me that she knew, trusting right and wrong in her heart, she knew in her heart that she should marry this fellow. She told me that she had peace in her soul, and that she should go ahead and marry this guy. She was incredibly sincere in her dialogue. She was totally sincere in her feelings. And she was sincere in her decision that this was the right choice to marry him. Unfortunately, as we found out, she was sincerely wrong. Basing your decisions on your feelings, your personal logic, your gut, has led to countless amounts of dysfunctional and empty living. Using yourself as the source to determine right and wrong is out, guys. You can cross that off. Most of you had it crossed off even before I had to tell you to, because that's why you're here, right? All right, gang, we have tried to answer life's big question, how do I determine right and wrong, with three sources, and we're not doing so good. Authority, that's a tricky one, but it's out. Our society, our peers, that didn't work either. Our own heart, nope, had to cross it off. We found they don't work and that they are not successful or effective sources for determining what's right and what's wrong. We got one more source we can look at. Let's hope. God's Word, we can also call it the Bible. You can also call it the Scriptures. You can call it whatever you want. But 1 Timothy 3:16 says this. All Scripture, that means all that's written down in that book in your hands, all Scripture is inspired by God. And it's useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us what is right. We said at the beginning that God is our Father. He wants to be our dad. That God desires to be your mentor. He wants to lead you and your life, not just this church, but you personally. He wants to guide your life. He wants to protect you as a father would protect their child. And he wants to be your guide. He is a daddy that loves his children and wants the child to have life, life to its fullest extent. And so, God wrote down all the instructions that we would need here in his book called the Bible. Now, gang, the Bible is not a self-help book filled with good things. It's instead supernatural wisdom from a perfect God. Remember, all-knowing, perfect, righteous. Yes, the Bible is at times confusing, and it's frustrating at times, but it's the only source that is always right when it comes to determining right and wrong. We will go badly awry if we allow our feelings, allow our logic, allow our friends, allow our society, even the authorities, to serve as the source in divining what's right and what's wrong. I started tonight with a couple hypothetical questions we threw out there. Remember, while dating, this is right from, I told you where I got this one. Should I try before I buy? Let me ask you a question. What would you base your answer on? Not what is your answer, but what would you base it on? What's your source in answering that? Is it authorities? Maybe some doctor? When I'm perturbed or angry at someone or something, should I let it out and get everything off my chest? Again, I don't really want to know your answer. I want to know what you're basing your answer on. What are you basing how you're going to answer that? Because we already talked about it. These things are major functional or dysfunctional catalysts in our lives. And if we get them wrong, now we wind up at Pastor Drew's house in the office doing a little counseling. Is there ever a time when we are to distance ourselves from someone? That's a good question. What's right and what's wrong? Where do you base that on? Is it right to end a certain relationship? How long should I stay angry, or am I even allowed to get angry? If I am angry, what's the right way to act on it? What are you basing your answers to these questions on? How do I determine right and wrong? I'll tell you this, gang. You can circle number four. You can circle go to God's word. Go to the scriptures. There are answers there to every one of the questions I posed tonight. They're in the Bible. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's going to take some study. That's why we come here. That's why we have to look at verses and compare them to other verses and try to go to God and help him show us through the word what's right and what's wrong. But we don't go with our gut. We go with what God wrote down. You want to find answers to life's questions? You want to find and tap into the source? I'll offer you this as a takeaway. Come here on Saturday nights. Come here on Saturday nights and we'll help. We'll try to get into the Bible together and find answers on how God wants us to live, how he wants us to find functional living, life to the full, as he promises, where each one of us tap into the gift that God has given us and we use it for him. Where we find peace, even in storms in life. We think we know. We have friends who think they know. We have salesmen who think they know. But the truth is, only God knows. And we're left saying, Lord, after hearing what you have to say, what do I know about anything? One of the easiest things for me to do, one of the things I like the most when I'm talking with people who come and they say, I need help, things aren't working, is me saying to them, I got that one wrong too. I blew that one in my life as well. We all do. We all mess up. We all get caught up letting authorities telling us what things were supposed to be and how we were supposed to live. And I let Jackson Brown, I know you don't know who he is, I let him rule my life for a while, telling me how to live life in the Eagles. I can keep going, but I'll stop there. But we get it wrong. And then after that, all that messed up, I says, you know what, I got to a point in my life where I was just going to make my own decisions. I know best. Until in December 1983, I wound up on my knees in a sewage plant saying, Lord, I don't know right from wrong. I don't know how to live.
Show me.
And since then, I've been reading his word, speaking with him, being in the family of God, understanding more and more and more. And it feels like the more I learn, the less I know. But the things in my life are getting right. And the dysfunction is leaving. And the functional life is coming. And life to the full is something I've tasted many, many, many times. I don't know where you're at in your journey with God. I don't know whether you've been traveling with him for a long time or whether this is the first time you step back in a church in 20 years. But I'll tell you this. He wants to be your dad. And I know what that means because I have children. And when you have children, you want everything for them. You want to give them the best. You want their dreams to come true. You want to show them where safety is. You want to show them all the amazing things this life has to offer. That's what God wants for you. Would you bow your heads with me? Lord, I pray that you would work in our hearts and show us what it is that what it is we need to make right that isn't. Lord, if there's someone in this room tonight who has never released control of their life to you, I would love to offer them that opportunity now. You can release control. Jesus went to a cross to pay for all the mistakes you made, all the right and wrongs you got wrong. He paid for those. But you have to say yes to him. You have to say, I want that. I want to be forgiven for the mistakes, and I want to accept you as the pilot and the savior of my life. You do that through faith. You do that simply in your heart. You do that simply by saying, yes, Lord, forgive me. Welcome you into my life. Put your spirit inside me and guide me. Show me life to the full. And for those of us, Lord, who have been getting it wrong along the way, there's always an opportunity to get it right. And help us to keep getting it right. Help us to stay committed to what you've called us to, and help us to be soldiers who are faithful to what you've called us to here on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.